Same-sex marriage is now legal in Wyoming, which means same-sex couples now have access to all the legal rights that come with marriage. Even so, some disparities remain. For one, Wyoming lacks any legal protection for LGBT people in employment. That means gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people in the Cowboy State may be able to be legally married, but they may also be legally fired for being gay. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
The party at the Albany County Courthouse started at 10:45 a.m. last Tuesday. That's when Laramie's first same-sex marriage license was issued, with a dozen well-wishers cheering the happy couple on. Meg Thompson was one of those supporters. She got married to her partner Emily last year in Washington, D.C., and they had their ceremony in the Snowy Mountains last July.
Old-timers of Wyoming say, if summer comes on a weekend, we should have a barbecue. And that was actually the weekend it came.
Thompson says she's thrilled her marriage is finally recognized here in her home state, but she's careful about who she shares that with. She does contract work as a carpenter and as a basketball coach.
You know, even me, who's had mostly positive experiences in life with being out, I still have to think about it.
Wyoming is one of 11 states that has same-sex marriage but doesn't have employment protection for gay people. They include Pennsylvania, Virginia, Indiana, and Oklahoma, where the Supreme Court recently allowed same-sex marriage to go forward. Laramie State Representative Kathy Connolly says discrimination against LGBT people in the workplace isn't just the obvious stuff, like being fired.
It can be not being invited to X, Y, and Z, where everyone knows that being invited there with your partner or spouse is the way that there's camaraderie that's built, that a boss feels comfortable promoting someone.
Wyoming's Fair Standards Office, which deals with workplace discrimination, says it gets about 10 formal complaints from LGBT people every year, and many more informal inquiries. Representative Connolly has proposed anti-discrimination legislation every year for the last six sessions. Every year it doesn't pass.
Every year it gets closer, and that's the way that I prefer to think about it.
There are national efforts as well. Stacey Simmons is with the LGBTQ Task Force, a nationwide advocacy group. She's working to get federal laws passed that would ban discrimination against gays in employment, but also in other areas like housing.
We don't have consistent protections across the board, which is why we're working so hard.
Last year, the Senate passed the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, or ENDA, but it stalled in the House. Even in today's political climate, that's surprising. The polling company Gallup stopped asking Americans if they were in favor of anti-discrimination laws back in 2008, after the approval rating hit 89%. Simmons says getting same-sex marriage is great, but it's not enough.
I mean, it's a lovely story, the marriage story. It's definitely warms the heart. But the other side of that is the very real danger and harm that comes with having your livelihood and your personhood threatened.
If these issues aren't addressed by lawmakers, they are beginning to be addressed by the courts. For example, the Ninth Circuit, based in San Francisco, recently introduced a higher level of scrutiny for equal protection cases involving LGBT people. University of Wyoming law professor Stephen Feldman says courts almost always use the lowest level of scrutiny, called rational review, in those instances.
Traditionally, rational basis review under equal protection is a rubber stamp.
Meaning those cases almost always go the government's way. What the Ninth Circuit did was apply intermediate or heightened scrutiny.
Heightened scrutiny is a very ambiguous term. It means anything above rational basis review.
What's important is that heightened scrutiny flips the burden of proof from the group of people challenging a given law to the government defending it. That makes defending policies that discriminate against LGBT people in employment or housing way, way harder. For now, this heightened scrutiny is only applied in the Ninth Circuit. The Supreme Court has declined to review the decision. It may if a different federal court comes to a different conclusion. At the Albany County Courthouse, these issues couldn't be farther from anyone's mind. But it's possible even those who are worrying about employment discrimination might not have to worry much longer, at least in Wyoming. Representative Connolly says now that same-sex marriage is law, she's very optimistic she'll be able to get her anti-discrimination bill passed when the legislature meets in January. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Miles Bryan.